So there was no way to be sending pictures of the bobo to the papa for Nigeria. My wife just said, no. Of course, she didn't even consult with me before she said the no. She knew the kind of thing that I would say to. So when I say in my mind, I say, eh, you go disappear, go where? I go to the phone and say, you don't born, how far? I said, lie, lie. I remember my mother and looked at her, he said, these people are strange people. Yeah, because a typical Nigerian, forget it. Come to church, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I was not even expecting it. And then just God just began to do it. But the week after, I saw that dangerous scene. Please, oh, I'm not yapping anybody. I'm not explaining the principle here. That is my own kind of mindset. My mindset was that listen. I still believe it. I say to you all the time that the blessing my children need is not their passport. Are you getting my point? It's not. It is the fact that I'm their father and I have placed a hand on all of them and have read the scripture to them that said his seed will be mighty on the earth. If they collect Rwandan passport, they are great people. Give them Malawi passport, they are great people. If the Lesotho passport, they will be great. What people don't realize, Nigerians don't struggle for Indian passports, you know that. But India has one of the largest number of billionaires in the world. They don't think about it. Yes, as a matter of fact, they do. The countries that have more than them, I think, are just U.S. Of course, maybe, does U.K. have as many as... Just U.S. No, China has a lot of millionaires, but we're talking about billionaires. I think only U.S. has more than India. Now, please, what's the point I'm making? I'm talking about the plowman plowing what? In hope. Many people who claim they are praying for Nigeria have no expectation. I remember then when I was in... I don't know how to describe it. For some people, the Sinai country was good that time, but for me, I don't think it was good that time. All right? This was just after the heat of the SAP riot. I'm talking about 1993, 94. One of my brothers, he said, he was working in a company, one of our local brethren. And they were arranging... Now, listen to me. My salary in a month as a post-NYC medical doctor working in Lagos was 5,000 bucks. To get 10,000, I had to work in two different places, which means you die early in life. You understand that principle? Yes, you work in too many places like that. Because it wasn't just a, hey, how are you guys doing? You are consulting. No, it is work. You come, you report, you work from 8 o'clock till 4. If you want another job, you go at 4 and work till maybe, you know, night. And you worked. But general typical salary was, you could earn comfortably between 5 and 7,000 a month. Now listen to this. This guy paid 1.5 million naira to buy fake visas. I don't know what I heard I said. Well, it wasn't fake. The visas were genuine, but it was a visiting visa. And what were they doing? There was a company in Lagos that was organizing cultural dance. Then they will now follow, after they will show, Bible said there are those who devise wicked schemes. People can devise. You know what they used to do? They will organize cultural dance. And they, imagine me, I want to go to America. I will go and learn Atilogu dancing. This guy, they had to, Father in heaven. I fear. That is, no, I had to do that, you know, because the kind of fear that these people, listen, these guys learned cultural dance for weeks. They learned it so well, they had a command performance in Muzan Center. You're not getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know they call Muzan Center? They had Muzan, and these people that wanted to go to America, and they did, and the Americans came to watch. That was the scam to prove to the Americans they were genuine. Then they will now go to U.S. Embassy, apply for visas because they are going on a tour. The cultural troop is going on a tour of the U.S. And each of these aspiring dancers paid 500,000 bucks when this guy was earning 5,000 bucks in a month. And that's for being a medical doctor that finished NYC. Each person paid how much? 500,000 naira. I didn't say 500 naira. Don't you know, you'll be remember this message later. Say he could not have meant 500,000. Maybe he wanted to say 5,000. I said 500,000. And the guy I'm talking about paid for his wife and his sister. Do you know what I said? Paid for his wife and his sister. 1.5 million naira. I didn't say 1,500,000 naira. Yet he was willing to dance Atilogu. If they had said marry this wife and the condition for marriage must dance village dance, the guy for revolt in our church, they know they dance. You're getting the point I'm making. But he danced it to get a visa that will be valid for 2 years, after which he will be an illegal immigrant. You want to know what faith is? That is faith in the human system. Such people should not pray. God will not listen. That's not supposed to be a joke. They can pray for Obama, it will work. They can pray for Mitt Romney, it's okay. But pray for their country they are coming out from, it is not likely the Lord will listen. They have no expectation. The plowman, the Bible says, should plow in what? In hope. That's what I'm trying to explain. Many times we preach in church and people gather in church to pray. Those praying have no expectation. I started by emphasizing that you can go anywhere in the world. You understand? It's good. One day you are going to come and say, where's Pastor Aki? He has disappeared. Where did he go to? He moved to Kenya. That would be a missionary trip. Are you getting my point? Yeah, that's where I'm. No, I will do it one day. Whether we will come back or not, it's a different matter. We will go Kenya. If all of us one day, so we are doing program in Kenya 6 weeks. Preach. After that, we'll go to Malawi. Yes. Let's go to that Malawi. Yeah, so that's not the problem. But you know the amount of faith you have in something. That's why I give that example of escorting somebody from Maiduguri back to Enugu here. When you see the amount of effort you are willing to put into acquiring that thing, and you see the amount of faith you do, the amount of hope that is lacking when it comes to praying for your own country, by seeing the amount of effort you are willing to put into living it. That's why God said to the children of Israel, I'm going to send you to a land. When you get there, pray for the peace of that land. Beg the Lord to make the land prosper. This is how I've arranged it. I can bless you like I did in Goshen. He said, but this is how I want it to be. When that place prospers, the prosperity I want to give you, that's when it will manifest. So those guys had to pray for Babylon. Babylon had to do well while they were there. I dare to say many of us in this our country of today, this Nigeria of 2014, we don't have that mindset. Our faith is in, let me survive till I can get out. I started by saying faith takes risks. What if, you know, let me tell you something about spiritual things. There was a time God said to the children of Israel through Jeremiah, I'm going to send a man to come and put the land on Sabbath. You know what they call Sabbath? Israel was supposed to allow the land to have Sabbath every 7 years. They had never done it, so they were owing 70 years of Sabbath. So God said, I'm going to send Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. He will come. And he told Jeremiah, told the people of Israel, please follow him. They refused to follow him. And then he destroyed everything and left a few people behind. Then he left. He took most of them away into captivity. That was when Daniel and co. went. Then they said, those remaining now went to Jeremiah and said, what should we do? Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, this was what God said to Jeremiah, tell them not to go anywhere. Those of you remaining, remain there and I will bless you here. They know what one of them said. He said that, don't mind him. They have bribed him to keep us here so that Nebuchadnezzar can come back and kill us here. So they ganged up amongst themselves and went to Egypt. And Jeremiah said, don't go to Egypt. He warned them because they felt that this place is no longer safe. Let us move to where? Egypt. Don't go to Egypt. They went to Egypt. Then, unfortunately for them, to fulfill the word of God, Nebuchadnezzar came and invaded Egypt. Looked for all the Jews and killed them. The Egypt that they came to hide was where their troubles waited for them, or came and met them. My wife, my friends, all right, the ones that came to visit over this time, we were discussing yesterday, four of us, we said at the end of the day, safety is of the Lord. I said, put your hope in God first. Anywhere He locates you, then you will prosper there. You can never, listen, you can never, you know, I went somewhere one day. Community of very wealthy people. And one woman said she wanted to talk to me that she was pregnant. That what do I do? I said, what do you mean? That she wants to go and deliver her abroad, which is a culture amongst them. But my husband says no. So I'm like, why are you asking me what you should do? Is it not clear? You understand my point? And that she doesn't know. Why is the man saying no? Hey, the man doesn't want his wife to go and deliver abroad. Now stay in Nigeria where he is born in Pekin. He said the man said that one of his cousins committed suicide in Europe. And he felt that it is because the boy was born there. So the man, they fear, said, if you go born my Pekin for Europe, the boy will grow up to be 20-something, collect rope, you know, hang himself. And I'm looking at the woman and say, why are we still discussing? At the end of my point, what do you want me to tell you? Money was not the man's problem. But the guy said, it is not safe. Stay here. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You know, human beings, like you, that parents often don't give to their children. All right? Because they think, they don't realize that life is spiritual. All these who are fighting, say, I must burn my Pekin abroad, I must burn my Pekin. These men were not born, they were born in Abakpa, Abakliki, Oka, you know, Benin, they're around. Then they became so wealthy. I don't know whether you're getting my point. These guys were born around. Listen, you can have your children anywhere you like, but please, don't even think, don't deceive yourself that you are giving the person a chance in life. You are not. You are not. You are not. Please, listen to what I'm saying. You can have your children anywhere. If they had told my wife that time that, you'll be back in a week, she wanted to use it as an opportunity to trip because she likes that kind of thing. Let me go and see places. So, I mean, it's not like it's a big deal. But when they said, no, you won't be back for 2 months, she said, no. Why? I just want to go look. That look is not worth my... You know, it didn't cross our minds that this is our opportunity for British passport. Why? Because God raised me up to understand one principle. That blessing is from inside. Are you getting my point? It's not from out there. So it was not a consideration. That is, it was not worth. If they say, okay, all you need to do now is pay 2,000 and I will give it to you, I will say, for what? 2,000 bucks? Now offering money with that. I ain't giving you. Now listen to me. To me, God knows I'm not lying to you. An American passport, UK passport, to me, it's as valuable as a Cameroonian one. No, I'm not lying to you. I place the same value on both of them. What I will not do, all right, for a Malawian passport, this is my Malawi, I will not do it for an American one. I'm not lying to you. What I won't do to earn it, I'm telling you the truth. What I will not do for a Chinese passport, I won't do for an American one. I'm not bringing an issue to you here. We're talking about a plowman must plow in what? In hope. You must have hope. You must have an expectation that God will hear you, and for your sake, He will prosper the land. If you don't have that, please don't bother deceiving me or yourself that you are praying. You are not. You are not. I remember those days when Nigerians would queue from 2 a.m. because they have visa interview at 10. I used to drive by there because my cousin used to go around there. He said, oh, come and take me, I'll drive. They look there. Me, join this queue. You know, when my wife first met me, she said, you are very full of yourself. I said, I tell her, let me go and think about it. Next day I came back, I said, I'm not full of myself, I'm full of God. Yes, that was the answer I gave her. John G. Lake said, you cannot have power with God and not brag on it. So it sounded like I was pompous that time. But the teacher said, why
I said, I'm not keen for anybody. What kind of thing is this? Because Bishop Oyedepo taught us that time, said the same God is rich unto all that call upon him. That was the issue. Are you calling? He said, for there is no difference. And I remember the words he would use. He said, the same God in India is the same God here. He said, like that bishop would say, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in America. Those words entered into me. It entered. It was how I made my decisions. And I used to say, you go queue from 2 a.m., say what you have. Will you queue like this to do evangelism? Think about it. If they say queue like this to marry a woman, you know, go grill. I said, no, I know they do. I told you, when God wanted to fulfill that word, first time I traveled, when I went to the U.S. to go and collect my visa, then you could now book online and all of that, I chose Abuja. You know, God said, bank said, no, go queue. So I read on the website that you could pay your visa fees $100 in cash. So I came with the $100 cash. As I got there, you know, we just hang around then. 9 o'clock, they opened the gates for those of you who have an appointment for 9 to come. As I was moving, somebody said, two people were talking about payment. I just said, what are you guys talking about? I didn't pay anything, no. I would have been at the back of the queue, which is typical of, now this queue is short, 20 people, you know, that kind of thing. Because typical of me, I'll just throw there, everybody will rush ahead, so I'll go there back. But because of that, I didn't pay. Someone said, quickly go to First Bank and go and pay. So I left, went to First Bank to go and pay, or one of the banks anyway. No, a UBA. By the time I finished paying and coming back, the last person was just being discharged to enter after checking our paper. So I walked in, didn't queue for 1 second. That the word of the Lord might be fulfilled. That was the story I told you when they said, put money in your account. I reached there. The lady looked at my account balance. She looked at me, looked at my account balance, looked at me again like, she did her hand like this. She now did like this. And she knows she exhaled. Like they say in Yoruba, omikunle. Say, huh? And I looked at her and said, what's the problem? That was how I answered. I said, what is it? Anything. I said, there's no money in your account. I said, it's a salary account. I'll spend it. No, God is my witness. That was what I said to the woman. I said, it's a salary account. I've spent the money. I earned it through it. I've spent it. Oh, she still gave me the visa. She gave it to me. I asked her why. She said, you look genuine. I said, good. Yeah, because I asked her, I said, well, look, you've been, and that was the toughest sister, you know what they call sister in America? The tough sister denied everybody. Bam, 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 bam. And they came to my turn, I walked up. She gave me the thing. I said, why have you been denying everybody since? She said, you know, these people, they are not real. All they are doing is telling lies. I said, how do you know I'm telling you the truth? She said, well, you just look real, you know, like you look genuine. Yes. It's the will of God, amen? It's the will of God speaking through me. Why? The simple thing was that I did not consider it a special privilege to visit her country. I did not. In fact, it was that morning I remembered I never asked the Lord for the visa. No, I'm not lying to you. As I was about to leave my hotel where I stayed overnight, I just realized that you didn't even pray about this thing one moment. I said, this is not good, though. And now bowed and knelt beside the bed. I said, Lord, for the records, I actually like to go for this trip. It was a 1 month training course. I said, I would like to go. That was the first time I prayed about it. The plowman plows in what? In hope. Bishop Oyedepo said, he used to say to people, to God, if you can't bless me here, don't bless me anywhere. Otherwise, how will I be able to preach to my people that they can be blessed? The plowman must plow in what? In hope. What is hope? Have an expectation that better they come. Are you getting my point? If you can't have that expectation, your prayer is not working yet. You need to hear the word of God until you are persuaded that better they come. That's why I said to you at that time, go and buy your last generator. I didn't buy shares in any of the distribution companies, the Discos and the Jenkos. I didn't buy one. No, I said I buy shares. But they have no choice. They must perform. Amen. Because I have told people to go and buy their last generators. It is the last. Amen. They will perform. Amen. When I pray for them, they must hear. It has effect. I'm always checking, what is the problem? Gas. Let's pray now that there will be more gas. What is the problem? You will make money. You know, I've told you before. Now, exportation of power. That's our portion.
Amen.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Enugu will have at least 3 powerful power generating plants within its borders.
Amen.
We will not be able to use a quarter of what we will produce from this state.
Amen.
All the governors will be visiting us regularly just to come and make sure our governor doesn't forget them.
Amen.
Yes. While Delta is doing smash me on the other side, we will be giving them power first. Somebody should be praying for them on that side, but me, I'm praying the Enugu. You get my point? What I refer to Delta is that they have the oil, they have the gas, but because we are prophesying here, if nobody is doing it for them, then we will get power before them.
Amen.
Say amen now.
Amen.
It's only competition. Let me say with the vex. It's our words, your words and mine, that are turning to power. Yes. These words will go out, create generating companies. That's the point I'm making. It will. They said they did rebasing of the economy. We became the 26th largest economy in the world. When Charles Trudeau told us that in 2020, we can be amongst the top 20. Some people were laughing, quang, 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 quang. I hope they stop laughing now. Like one of my brothers said, he said, this is without power. We are 26 without power. He said, what will happen? What will now happen? Listen, the power alone will leave that GDP to maybe the number 19. That is, not the use of it, the generation of it. These neighboring African countries, they are blessed. Just for bordering Nigeria, you are blessed. We will give you power at a discount so that you won't riot. What's the name of the one that near Boko Haram, Cameroon? We'll give them power so that I can use to fight. Say amen.
Amen.
The power will be in abundance. We'll be selling it at a subsidy. You know, America produce so much corn and wheat. Sometimes government has to pay the farmers so that the farmers will continue to produce. Yes. Because if they don't, the price of the wheat will come down so low, people will stop, you know, producing. So they have to subsidize the farmers. It will happen in this country that will produce so much power. Government will beg the people, please keep producing. I didn't hear you, amen.
Yeah.
I'm prophesying. And listen. In fact, no, let me not tell you this one. I'll say it later. Okay, I'll tell you. Me talking, eh? All of us use the power. But I will eat power money.
Yeah.
Somebody's coming to bless me with 100 million naira from profit they made from generating power.
Yeah.
Why? Because I must be a first partaker.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Many of you listening, you'll be a power contractor.
Amen.
You'll be supplying key components.
Amen.
And in doing that, you'll be so indispensable. That is, please, I want to sleep. Your phone will be going over 7 o'clock because power MDs will be coming. They will be calling you.
Amen.
Say the amen again.
Amen.
He said that is how a plowman plows. That's what I'm trying to explain. You don't just pray reckless prayer, you know, pointless prayer, just beating the air. They say, if we don't pray for the country, now things go. Let's just pray, shall? Let's join hands. God, don't forget this country. And while you are remembering the country, remember my visa. God, don't forget to, you know, something, you know. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I said, faith takes risks. Many of these people say they are doing for their children. It's unnecessary risk they are taking. If I see the investments some people put in sometimes, they don't even have the money. Even their people will have the money. Some did not get them. And Peking was born in just one European country. Why? Because you think that the prosperity they have now will endure forever and there will be no progress this way. Listen, I'm a son of progress. Now, what do I mean? God gave me life so that Nigeria can progress. If you are like that, say amen.
Amen.
And listen, I talked about salt. Salt is not just with a try. No, salt is your very presence. Your presence. Salt is usually not obvious. Light, you can see it. Let your light so shine. So how can man have light and not put it on top of the lampstand? That's light. Salt is that you don't even know it's there until you taste it. It's not obvious.
It's the very presence of salt that has effect, not the work he's actively doing. Just its presence. What am I saying? That's how your presence is. The other day I was talking with a DPO, covering my where my teaching hospital is, the DPO in charge of that area. It was my office we were discussing. He said, do I know that Enugu is the safest state in Nigeria? I said, are you serious? He told me that, do I know that the previous week, he said, because he's a policeman, a DSP. He said, do I know that the previous week there was not one single, you know, violent crime in the whole state? I said, what? He said, man, that the thing is a record. He was telling me in my mind, yeah, we'll keep prophesying it. We'll keep prophesying it. We will keep prophesying it. It will be safer still in the name of Jesus Christ. A time will come, every town in Enugu will be as fine as Enugu town. You know, my friends who came from Lagos, after we drove, I said, have you noticed that I've not put you guys into any gallop since you came, apart from when we go up the street, because on our street, I live in the federal estate, so they say that that's why they never do our road. I said, you know, there's only one I drive off that way that you guys figure up. He says, it's true. And we drove around Enugu. Those roads will continue to extend in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This country go fine.
Amen.
Not because they want it to be fine. I don't know who they is. But because we, you, me, we are plowing in what? In hope. With an expectation. That's the point I'm trying to make in all this talk. Pray for a country, not just open your mouth and say, God, let there be light. Let there be light. No, it is to wait expecting light. That God, see, I didn't bring torchlight. I don't know whether I get my point. Say, Lord, I don't get torchlight. I don't get lantern. And we must move. So, let there be light. Guys, light will come. Then God says, even if I don't want shine light before, I don't want to make this guy make them fall down. Shine them light. Say, good, that is the arrangement. And that's what God does when he's placing you in places. He wants you to be the excuse for which he will bless a place. That's the meaning of being salt of the earth. What have I taught this evening? I said the plowman plows in what? In hope. He expects something. He's not just praying just as a religion. He's praying believing that something good is going to happen. He's praying believing that greatness is coming. He goes to plow knowing that this my single grain of corn is going to become 100 at the end of the season. He knows it's going to become 1,000. He knows it's going to become 2,000. If he did not believe it, he won't go to the farm. That would be a waste of his time. Do you get my point? So that's my challenge to you, intercessor for Nigeria. What is your expectation? When I talk the way I talk, that is my expectation. I expect that, listen, this country too, when they are listing billionaires, not for the sake of money now, but for the sake of productivity, they will be listing Nigeria too. All right? Power stations will be built for $2 billion. Amen? Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
For $5 billion, say amen.
Amen.
Small ones for $500 million all over the place. Say amen.
Amen.
All of them will be making profit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen to this. All those companies that ran, they are coming back.
Amen.
This Jesus who you see arising going today shall return in like manner. That's what the Bible says. The anointing of Jesus is upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All the ones that ran to Ghana, ran to South Africa, ran to Europe, you are coming back.
Amen.
We have land in MNN for you.
Amen.
You are coming to MNN. We have land.
Amen.
We have land in MNN for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That place that Donadu created in Calabar as a free trade zone, it will be activated and it will work in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The dredging of this Niger, they will do it properly. Large ships will come close to Niger to carry goods away in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, it will happen. In your lifetime.
Amen.
It's not your grandchildren. No, you, your lifetime.
Amen.
A few of you here will be port managers.
Amen.
And not too far away, not Niger here.
Amen.
Large ships, now you go to steer them in and steer them out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, look to from the book of the law and read. None of these shall fail. Neither will any lack its mate. He said, because the mouth of the Lord has commanded. Therefore, his spirit has gone out and it has gathered. We are declaring so that the spirit of God will go out and we cause these things to be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you're a plowman of hope, say amen.
Amen.
Listen. On the pastor, you said he went for a program. And Peter Daniels finished speaking. He was the only Nigerian that came there from Nigeria. There were people he knew, but they came from UK. You know, some of them are UK citizens, American citizens. So the man was speaking and said that there's one country in Africa people don't know that is full of intelligent people. That country has potential. I said, that country is Nigeria. Pastor Paul, he said, during the meeting, during the break, he turned a badge boldly, hang on like this. Everybody go nowhere and come from. So everybody will know. Everybody will know. He was the only one with the Nigerian badge. He said, he turned it like this, carried it. Everybody see. I'm the guy. Look. I'm the guy. Oh, God. Goodness is our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, goodness is our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Write down your seat. Just prophesy in hope for this country. Prophesy in hope for your local government. Prophesy in hope. Prophesy in hope. Prophesy in hope. In hope. Don't break. Look, your children have a good future. Wherever they have a good future. Wherever they have a good future. I don't understand all of these things. People are too blind to see. What are they reading in America? They can't read online. Your children have a good future. Listen, they will go to a normal local school. They will still be outstanding. God will pour grace upon them. They will be like Daniel. They will be like Shadrach. They will be like Meshach. They will be like Abednego. The spirit of wisdom will be upon your children. Wherever they are. The spirit of wisdom will be upon them wherever they are. The spirit of wisdom will be upon them wherever they are. God will guide them and personally train them. God doesn't choose the most qualified. He chooses the people that are ready for him. And he fills them with understanding. He fills them with his wisdom. He fills them with his spirit. So declare, say in the name of Jesus, my children are prophesying. Even if you don't have kids yet, begin to bless those children. In your mind's eye, in your spirit, begin to see them. Bless them one by one. Give extra blessing. You don't know the number you are going to have. Just release blessing upon them. Every single one of you will be great. You are the offspring of the mighty. In the name of Jesus, you are the offspring of the mighty. Wherever you are, you are a change. You are a good. You are a producer of good. You change things that were bad. You are talking to your children. You are a change agent, like they say. The agent of good. The bringer of blessing and prosperity to a land. Say to your children, wherever you are blessed, you are protected. Wherever you are blessed, you are protected. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For the Lord will be with you. Say it, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord surround his people. You are talking to your children. Even if you don't have them yet, you are talking to them. The Lord will surround you. In the midst of troubles, the Lord will deliver you. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near you in the name of Jesus Christ. Even though you are in the midst, you are in this valley of the shadow of death, no evil will come near you. None will touch you. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will be like the people of Israel in the land of Goshen, that the plague did not come near. You are defended, you are protected. Say, safety is of the Lord. God told children of Israel, you will invoke my name upon the children of Israel. He was speaking to Moses. He said, say to Aaron and to his sons, thus they will bless the children of Israel. They will say to them, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Say, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. He said, when you say to them like that, you will be blessing them. You will be invoking my name upon them. Then I will bless them. Invoke the name of the Lord upon your children. This one that I'm running to America. You got my children. No, America is not God. UK is not God. Australia is not God. Nigeria is not God. There is nothing that is God in all these nations. Don't invoke the name of a country upon your children. Invoke the name of God upon them. Invoke the name of God. Say to those children, say to them, that listen. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you. The Lord will be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord will give you peace. That was what he said. Blessed in the name of the Lord. Say in the name of Jesus, that is your portion. Say the defender of Israel, that is your portion. The God that does not sleep and does not slumber. He is with you. You are blessing your children. I feel so emphatic about it. No. A country cannot be the place where to go to hide children. Israelites ran to Egypt for safety. There they perished. Oh, no. Safety, the Bible says, is of the Lord. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we, our trust is in the name of our God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he is safe. Say to your children, you are safe. You are safe. I push you into the name of the Lord. I invoke the name of God upon you. I speak to you, prosperity is your portion. Say, behold, he will cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wells of the nations like an overflowing stream. In the name of Jesus. I say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. If you're blessed, they say amen.
Amen.
If you're a plowman of hope, say amen.
Amen.